Alrighty, folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. Today we are going to be talking about the upcoming full moon in Scorpio. So this full moon is taking place on May 12th, and this is going to be a very potent energy. So let's dive right into it, right? So we already know that the full moon represents closures. Full moon energy can be very intense emotionally and things of that sort, as it is connected to the sign of Pisces. It is the end of the zodiac. And Pisces also represents our internal landscape, some of the deeper subconscious things, right? And all of those things are sort of being brought up whenever a full moon is around, highlighting specifically the area in which that zodiac sign is in. And again, if you want to know more specifically about how these transits are affecting you, look a little bit closer to your chart and see in what house is this full moon transiting in. So where is Scorpio in your houses, right? And if you do want that service, I do offer that astrological service so we can check to see how these transits are affecting you. Alrighty, so Scorpio energy. Scorpio represents death and rebirth. Scorpio is also our internal landscape. It is also a water sign, the same way in which this moon represents water energy heavily, right? With Cancer and Pisces being connected to it. Having Scorpio, another water sign, happening, right, with this full moon energy, it is really getting us to dig deep, dig really, really deep, and think about a huge wave coming. That's kind of how it feels, like a wave is coming and it's sweeping you up, right? Because Scorpio is asking us to, you know, recheck some of the ways in which things have been. What do we need to bring death to so that we can be reborn on the other side of it? And that is sort of what's being highlighted with this Scorpio energy, right? How are we going to rise from the ashes, right? In a way that is best embodying who we are becoming and who we are trying to be, right? And this is also happening simultaneously with Mercury in Taurus, right? Mercury being in Taurus, we are in Taurus season. Taurus and Scorpio are opposites, right? Taurus is a little bit more in regards to our finances, investments, and things of that sort. And Scorpio energy is a little bit more connected to Mars and Pluto energy, which is a very intense planet in terms of how we're feeling emotionally, internally, right? So with that energy, there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of internal landscape energy that we want to pay attention to. And there's a lot of letting go energy, ultimately. What do we need to let go of in order to sort of build anew, right? And go into the direction in which we're going into. Mercury also being the planet of communication happening in the opposite sign is helping us close out cycles in terms of our communication patterns in all of our relationships, right? All types of relationships, especially those of business partnerships, romantic relationships, especially if there's shared resources involved in those types of dynamics, right? General investments and saving goals and things of that sort, how you're using your money is up for review too. And if there's any changes and debt sort of that needs to come into that, maybe you're closing out a major cycle in terms of debt that you owed. Maybe you're closing out a major cycle in terms of, you know, finally reaching a savings goal that you had, possibly shared resources with someone and property. So possibly moving in with someone and having discussions around finances with that, right? So all of those things are sort of up for review. You could have roommate changes in a way that is also impacting finances. So full moon and Scorpio energy, again, is asking us to close out a lot of these cycles that are sort of connected to Taurus energy. So anything associated with money. Scorpio also rules shared finances, including that of, you know, inheritances and things of that sort, as it is, again, connected to death and rebirth. And so that being said, you could find yourself, you know, getting an inheritance at this time or having conversations around larger long-term with Taurus energy financial investments, either seeing the rewards of that or feeling like you are entering a new chapter in that area of your life. And so ultimately there can be, again, like that wave communication that comes in that is shifting the way things are, whether that is something that you've been waiting a long time for, or whether that is something that's coming as a shocker. But ultimately it is pushing you in the direction in which you're supposed to go in, pushing you to walk away from the things that, again, are just not helpful for you and not serving you anymore. And so definitely take whatever time you need with this Mars and Pluto Scorpio energy. Again, very intense, very charged up moon, and there could be a lot that's happening internally. So you could be feeling like a little bit more prone to headaches, needing rest, different eating patterns and things of that sort. And that is A-okay. Your emotions can feel like they're fluctuating a lot, and that is A-okay, right? You could feel like you're hitting emotional climaxes in whatever ways in which, you know, you're feeling, but it's feeling heightened. And again, that is A-okay. Just be very wary and aware of your emotions at this time, and trying to regulate that as best as possible, because again, this is heavy water energy. So take all the time that you need to rest, recharge, introspect, you know, reflect, and things of that sort in the midst of all of these changes that are happening externally. Just know ultimately that again, this is for long-term benefit and long-term growth. So ride the waves. Alrighty, folks, thank you so much for listening to this Full Moon in Scorpio quick episode. And again, if you want to know a little bit more about how these things are impacting you personally, please go onto the website and book an astrological reading, and I will be there to help provide you with whatever insight you need in terms of your cosmic blueprint. Alrighty, folks, thank you so much for listening, and share with others who are also interested in astrological updates.